did you have similar conversations with these other people that you gave me, where one of the topics of discussions was whose fault the accident was?
Yes.
Can you recollect any of those conversations where anything was said, which is different than what you told me so far today?
No.
Do you recall who you spoke with next following Faye Henry?
No.
My understanding is your daughter was the first one you spoke to, and next was Faye Henry?
My son.
Then your son would have been the next one you spoke to?
Yes.
Your conversations with your son, where whose fault the accident was one of the topics of the discussion. Do you recall whether you said anything different than what you said so far?
No.
Do you recall anything in addition to what you said so far?
No.
And following your son, do you recollect who the next person was?
Probably my mother.
Do you recall how long it was before you spoke to your mother following the accident, where the accident was one of the topics of the discussion?
Not until the following morning. Then I had to call a nursing service to take care of Bill for about a week.
Which is your mother?
Peggy Nielsen.
At the scene of the accident, did you ask Mr. Therrien why he didn't slow down or why he was going so fast?
Yes. First he said it was my fault, and I said, "You ran the stop sign." He said that he couldn't see the stop sign because my lights were blinding him.
Did you say anything else like, why didn't you slow down because you saw my lights?
I don't think I went into any more details. I wasn't there to affix blame, but the fact that he thought that I was totally responsible was not accurate.
I take it from my understanding of your testimony thus far is that the accident occurred in the east-west lanes of Victoria. Is that correct?
Correct.
It probably wasn't the east-west. It was the westbound lane, I suppose. Is that right?
Westbound?
I'll repeat it again. My understanding of where your vehicle was at the time the Therrien vehicle collided with it was that your vehicle was blocking at least part of the westbound Victoria traffic. Is that correct?
Correct.
Have you ever had an opportunity to see the police report?
Yes.
How long after the accident was it when you first saw the police report?
First day it was available.
Do you recollect anything in the police report that you thought was incorrect?
I don't recall.
At the time your vehicle was hit by the Therrien vehicle, was your vehicle stationary?
It was still in reverse.
The vehicle that you were driving, was it automatic or stick shift?
Automatic.
From the time that you first put your vehicle in reverse until the time the accident occurred, was there any point in time your vehicle was not in reverse?
No.
Was your vehicle in constant motion between the time you first started in reverse and the time the accident occurred?
Yes.
My understanding from your earlier testimony is your recollection was that 10 miles an hour was your greatest rate of speed in reverse before the accident?
I didn't look at the speedometer. I assume I couldn't have been in excess of 10 miles an hour.
Is that your best estimate?
Yes.
Is it your best estimate at the time of the accident you were at about the same rate of speed?
My last recollection before impact was that I was out of the way. And I was just about ready to stop the car thinking when I got hit.
Do you recollect whether immediately preceding impact with your vehicle, the other vehicle had been going at the same rate or slowing down or speeding up?
Same rate.
When you first observed these oncoming vehicles, you put your car in reverse and were traveling 10 miles an hour up until the point where your car was hit by the Therrien vehicle. Is that correct?
True.
Between the time you first saw the Therrien vehicle and the time the accident occurred, did you continuously observe the oncoming Therrien vehicle?
Yes.
So if my understanding is correct, at no time, did you turn your head to see where you were going in reverse? Is that correct?
I'm sure I must have. I don't really recall.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I take it your car was equipped with a rearview mirror, correct?
Correct.
Further recollection of your testimony is that as you were traveling eastbound on Victoria, you were on the right-hand side of the road. Is that correct?
Correct.
My recollection is that you had traveled some 100 yards or so eastbound on Victoria when you realized that you were going the wrong way. Is that correct?
Correct.
Once you realized you were going the wrong way, you put your vehicle in reverse, traveling 10 miles an hour or so backing westbound on Victoria. Is that correct?
Correct.
As you were backing westbound on Victoria, were you maintaining your car in the right-hand side of Victoria, or was your car going toward the center or left-hand side, or do you have any recollection?
It was still on the right-hand side of the road because I wanted to avoid any collision as best as possible while getting out of the area.
When you were backing your car westbound on Victoria, you were maintaining it on the right-hand side of Victoria. Is that correct?
Correct.
If I recollect accurately, at some point in time, then you commenced backing your car, in effect across or backing your car towards Adams, which would have been southbound Adams back where you had come from?
Yes.
While your car was on the right-hand side of Victoria, eastbound in reverse, approximately how far was the right side of your vehicle from the edge of the road?
Probably 6 inches, less than a foot.
I take it You are trying to hug the right side of the road as close as you could when you see oncoming traffic, right?
Yes.
When you were in reverse, were you trying to maintain as much as possible your position on the right-hand side of the road?
Definitely.
At the time the accident occurred, what is your best estimate of how far your right front bumper was from the right-hand side of the road eastbound Victoria? I want you to understand the question. You are backing up your car as fast as you can, staying on the right-hand side of the road. Is that right?
Yes.